Joined.
An hour. Thanks a lot, mate.
So, how are you conducting this meeting with the gaffer tape? Is this... Yeah, hire people too.
Who do you want to gag in there next?
I'm just thinking, boy, we don't want people to be leaving our table today, do you? You almost said that anyway. The gaffer tape's left, it's all right. Look, it's been a long morning already, so I'm going to fight a fancy.
You don't have a printed copy of the agenda, do you, Pavan?
No, it's on the wiki.
What I'll do is I'll move it up. As soon as I log on and find it, I'll project it. There's a dongle there. Just make the magic happen. That's not a good look. Why would I want a dial-up connection?
Who wants it?
Give it to Pavan.
Holy!
Oh, well done, gentlemen, well done. Now, I saw Frederick last night, but did you two hide off in a corner or what?
No, I went to a camp with Karen. And we were glad that we went because I was watching Karen get all these irate reports from people who went to the cocktail reception and couldn't get up the lift.
The 45-minute wait for some was, I think, a bit, extreme. What are you doing way down there? Come and look, we've got a...
The conference phone is here, so you'll have to scream. So that's why I put the chairs on the other side here. So, yeah, we were getting those and I was going... Well, I think I'm neat, luckily. So we just stayed around the corner and ran into Jacob Malthouse.
Oh, really?
On the street, of all strange things. The former Caribbean global partnership guy.
No.
That's a conference call.
Please. It'll probably need somebody to turn on the actual audiovisual equipment for us to be able to see these.
You don't have to use a generic term.
Oh, I might. Perhaps on what it was is my brain was incapable of finding the specific one.
Are you on the eye candy? How do you get that? Do you expect a pricing plan? Well, now try it. You can try it somewhere else. You may not know.
Yes, I'm on my phone.
Thank you.
Okay, what do you have to push to make the... Oh, you're not connected, that would be why. It'll do it pretty well every time. Do we know who was going to be dialing in?
There's supposed to be Les.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, Les is coming in.
Okay. One more, that's what I'm keen for. In an unofficial capacity, I do think we desperately need to look at changing our quorum level. It's just, something's got to be done. It's got to be done for the next GA. It's just, this is not good.
So how many times?
We have informal.
We didn't have the...
That's right, yeah.
It happened last year.
Mm. Yeah, so...
So you're suggesting we do so?
I'm suggesting that we put a motion forward at the next General Assembly that alters the level of quorum from 50% plus one to some other figure. Preferably lower than 50% plus one. And I would think Hong would be in an ideal position to analyse what the wording of that should be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, Hong, I mean.
I second that.
I think we should probably, maybe a couple of, I don't know whether we're jumping into the discussion that...
May as well, we're all here.
Yeah, one level for, making changes to the bylaws and stuff, and then one level for just general... meetings, and the one for general meetings probably should be much lower,
yes.
And set sort of like a minimum, and then maximum time. Because I guess in a sense, ALSs might go away, but if it goes down to a particular point, there should be some sort of a...
Microphone.
Oh, is it working now?
No, they aren't working. It's all the phone.
Okay. Well, nobody's on the phone, so at this point we'll cluster when people...
Yeah, that was just my...
Well, yeah, I think that's a good thought. And then I'm wondering, though, whether we might make firmer policy changes within how we make... Our meetings are meetings of three plus any number beyond that. But to enact a policy, it has to... go through a process, which is what we've informally been doing, discussion, an informal discussion and general agreement with usually an informal meeting. Then we end up taking it to the list, and we nearly always have a period of time for comment, and then it just becomes. Now, that's not good enough, but can we come up with a system that says resolutions have to do this and this. So in most of what the business we need to get onto is informational sharing. It's saying, this comment period is on now, this briefing is happening now, do we want to have a briefing on something else, what is our joint view on the other? And I mean, that doesn't have to be a core eight, I resolve, we all go yay or nay type stuff. But the yay or nay type stuff, I think, needs to force at least a supermajority to have said yes or no. But that's just a variation on your theme. What's the general feeling?
We need to take a look at the bylaws to to see if we need two-thirds supermajority to revise the bylaw on quorum requirements. Who has the copy of the bylaw? Or is it just a simple majority?
If it's
a two-thirds majority, it would be quite difficult
to
reach the quorum.
To make the changes. Unless, of course, if memory serves, I'm pretty sure we can take an online. It doesn't have to be physical.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to say, is that we had the flexibility of having the ability to vote on issues asynchronously, then there would be a lot more participation and a lot more people.
Yeah.
We,
opening a vote,
we give
closing a vote.
Like a few days, 2-3 days, because our area is just so spread apart that a lot of times it's just people just can't.
Yeah.
It's not the right time.
No, I
couldn't.
What's that?
It's 50%, not super majority. Okay, so.
Well, you can now, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Half the members are present. You can amend, change, or repeal the operating principles. What you may initiate doing it, but two-thirds of the whole membership must consent to the motion to carry.
So.
You have to set it up for an electronic vote. But
really, the electronic vote has great merit, as far as I'm concerned.
Not recently.
Well, not
recently.
Not recently. Share. Yeah. So
Admon was nominated for a long time, and
that's not an electronic vote problem.
That's not a voting system problem. That's a staff doing it problem.
In theory, Hong, that should have worked fine.
Yeah.
However,
that's a problem on this end of the table, really. It's not a systemic problem. We have the last voting list, the last list of voters that are in the system, fairly old, and we just need to go back and make sure that people haven't. I think there's a couple of people that have actually changed authorized representatives. In fact, I know of one, which is Raj.
Yeah.
So we just need to actually make sure everybody knows who the authorized voters are and that the system does too. And then it's very easy to start a vote whenever you want.
I would rather have more regular little votes where they're open for 7 days or 14 days.
Mm.
Goes onto the list, gets posted to the wiki, the vote goes up. And really, if we're going to expand to one in every country, it can't happen in any way.
And we are surely going to have training in the voting system, not just the voting part, but actually the polling system, which any of you who took the translation survey, that's the same tool we have for voting, just being used as a survey. And we're going to record them, but we're also going to make it available so that people in the community who are interested in learning how to set up a vote, secretaries and the like, can do it. I mean, we're happy to set it up, but it's a great surveying tool, as you probably saw if you took that survey. So it's a shame we don't use it for more sort of broad-based grassroots surveying.
I'd be really keen to the Aotearoa Secretariat to be able to set up its own surveys and votes for us. I think that'd be an absolute blessing. What does everyone else think? Because we're still not quorate.
So only thoughts can be read.
We're only sharing thoughts here today.
Mm.
Do you think that...
We have the staff, right, helping us in our region.
Mm.
Perhaps we can try to distribute the voting system, not use the centralized voting system. We can have a voting system in our region for the region. Is that possible?
You could have your own voting system, but we would... I mean, there's only so many different voting systems that we would be in a position to actually learn to use. On a practical level, it will start to become...
Is that what Hong meant, though?
No, I don't think what Hong meant.
Yeah.
Not the actual system, like software, but a voting that's only for the Aotearoa ALS, right? That's what you...
We can create sub-accounts
so that
the region can set up their own votes and see who voted and... All of that.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason we picked it, is so that it could be. Because we already have like several sub-accounts now, like NCUC has one, not that they're really using it, but they have one.
They have one. They have an online document management system.
Really?
But they never use it.
That's tools for you.
So if we don't have quorum, maybe we can just discuss the topic in an unofficial...
Yes, we'll have yet another... which is very sad because I've seen at least three other people who have physically said, yes, I will be there this morning, so...
Mm.
Perhaps the standing and waiting for the elevator was too much for too many.
Well, it wasn't crowded this morning.
To catch a cold.
The IGF meeting in Hyderabad.
You've seen the agenda on the screen. I suggest we talk about this issue very urgently. We need to do one thing right here, right now. That is to confirm with the IGF secretary about our willingness to work with other proposers. So we could possibly be moved to the main session. I guess it's a very good opportunity. No other relo, not even Latin American relo, had been invited to the main session in Rio de Janeiro, IGF. So this is the very first time for relo that's going to be on the main session. So apart from ICANN, this is the first time for an entity in ICANN process is going to be in that very important main forum. So I guess we take it very seriously.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you see my smile. I think it's a wonderful idea, but then I'm... I'm almost... I could be... Yes, Edmund's smiling.
Were you asked to merge with any other proposal?
Oh, well, I've highlighted a couple of possible proposals, and now they send us a list. You can see one is ISOC, another one is right here. Oh, yes. With the five candidates, and now this suggests we work with the Cyber Law one, the ITU one, and ISOC one.
Yep.
Yes.
Because necessary, I suppose, that to go to the main session, but the con is that we lose some portion of the original proposal, because you have to assemble with others.
Hmm. That is possible, right? If we're working with others, we have to revise the original program.
If we have to merge with two others, then we'll sort of potentially reduce into one third of what we originally proposed.
Well, it depends on how much nexus and how much absolute match is between the proposals.
That's in theory.
Pawan, we had discussion on merging workshops, right? That possibility last time. Would you please show the minutes of the last minute?
First meeting.
And saying most people present.
I organized a workshop last year for IPv4 basic thing, and we merged. So essentially, we made half and half. So at least to begin the planning, then we made some more simulations to make one integral. So you don't feel like it's just half, but still, you have to involve with others.
This was actually the suggestion from Mr. Adam Teague.
Mm.
He's working on the secretariat. He strongly suggests we be friendly with the other people.
Yeah. And I certainly strongly support that.
Yes. I don't think there's a negative point either. It just adds momentum to the...
We will have a discussion time after the main session in the afternoon on the subject of the main session. So actually, the sort of presentation in the morning as a main session and sort of continuing the discussion in the afternoon.
Matthias on how long it could be. So it seems we got more time. Nick, do you know that you were in Rio? So for the main session workshop, how long was it? More than 90 minutes, I guess.
I don't remember because I went to almost none of them.
You went to ICANN and UNESCO.
The main session? No, I didn't. Because I was in one of the workshops the community had going. I was in that workshop when that was going on.
Two hours.
He probably still has access. I did the
schedule. This is very handy. I don't even know why I'm asking this, question, but I know he did the schedule.
This is very useful.
Oh, God.
close the door behind you. That's a good
point.
So, let us finish the first thing first. Do we have a consensus or a rough consensus on merging workshops? Should we
circulate
the message to the list?
We can do that, but as it stands here, there's general consensus.
Would I suggest that there's not only general consensus, this is the second month it's been discussed.
Oh, there's action.
Following up on an action item.
Even though it's the same month.
Oh, that's all right. Meeting, pedants. Edmund, we've been too long together in ideas. Stop India.
I wanted to bring up one thing. Instead of just throwing to the list about merging, I think we should do some work on reaching out first and looking at what topics there are and how we're going to merge before throwing us back to the list and say, okay, this is what might look like, might be changed, and let's see, because really the issue was what Izumi brought out, if it's going to be largely different if we have to merge, then might have a different view at that time. So I think right now probably it's better to reach out to that figure out a little bit more.
Okay.
Are you suggesting we reach out to the possible merger partners?
Right.
ISOC and who the other one is?
There's ISOC, ITU, and the cyber law, a group of lawyers.
So we need to choose one, not all.
Oh, well, all of them propose to talk about internationalization, multilingualism.
Yes.
We're
all on the same macro topic. Yes.
There's
the main session workshop they say now is 90 minutes, not 2 hours. And the debate in the afternoon is 3 hours. But there are two main sessions in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Each goes 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 3 hours.
Yeah, so we're on the 90-hour track.
We might feel like that.
We don't need 9 hours.
All
right. That is exactly the second thing that I want to suggest. We want to do another thing very urgently. Would you please, Pawan, would you please click for, shall we go back to the to our wiki page, today's conference wiki page? There's a link there.
I find it really hard to read.
Okay, I'll click the link. And scroll down.
I can't see that either.
Okay, click that link. Oh, sorry, that one, yes. This idea, workshop proposal. And you can see at our AT Rilo, an Asia perspective on internationalization. I guess it's diversity.
There's nobody here from the...
Oh, sorry, 16. You can't really see it. This is just a rough proposal. We need to finalize the full proposal by the end of this month.
Mm.
So we have something to do.
Yeah.
You can see there's a couple of questions.
By the end of this month? Wow, this is really cool.
Yeah, this is very interesting.
And
so therefore,
if there is going to be a merger, this will also
radically. Most things to do.
Yes.
Right.
And as I brought through the other three potential merging workshops, their proposal is even more simple. It's only a title. There's no substantive issues. So
we could leave.
So why don't we try to talk to Cyber Law? Well, Robin is from Cyber Law, right? Robin Grosh?
No, this is a different one.
It's a different cyber law? Oh, okay.
Oh,
isn't that an infringement?
Robin is not this one. It's
just
a global
cyber law. A global cyber law. Okay. But it's really close, so we need to get moving on that. If it's by the end of this month, we have to submit the...
Yeah.
So will you be leading
that
charge?
Well, I'm happy to do the work, but I guess I need I need to know, what do you think about this? Everybody, is everybody happy about this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as Adam said, when we set up the list, we may need to set up this question as well.
I guess the consensus here is you have everybody's support. And we should talk about the funding for it, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the
Nick,
third issue.
Soon as
I really
the word funding, Nick
and
Nick
is
Sorry, I'm getting emails about remote participation.
Huh?
So I got distracted there for a minute from the technician.
Oh, right. I was going to say, if they're our people, be concerned if it's anybody else ignoring.
No, it is ours.
How would there be any funding for this?
Thank you.
Yes, we have a budget committee, 18-wheeler budget committee, and do you have contact with them?
No, I haven't heard from them in
they should
a really
have
long
drafted
time.
A proposal.
They
should
have sent me the last version of what they've worked on before the budget round.
So how do we
I think going back to that discussion is not very useful now.
No.
So
I mean, I put things down that came from it.
Yes, I agree, move on, but I raised this issue, and I guess Thoreau can prove this. As early as 2007,
mm-hmm. Yes.
We discussed of this issue, and that we said that this should be included in the budget of this year. This is one of the main issues.
This is the funding
for the IGF.
That is entirely not in my budget anymore. It's all up to Paul and Teresa. Like I said, Atlock has nothing whatever to do with anything related to the IGF at all.
So if we
I won't be there. It's all Teresa and Paul. And if you don't talk to them, no one like him will have a clue what you're doing. I forwarded your emails to Denise. Denise has forwarded them on to Paul and Teresa and said, look, you said this is you, and if you want to handle this, you now have the information.
Okay, well, that's a whole new ballgame.
Paul Toomey and Teresa Swinehart.
Teresa
Swinehart.
So I suggest that you get hold of them while you're here.
Okay, do you want to...
I'm sorry, but it's completely out of my thing now.
I mean, it's good to know, and we just need to know. I guess we should talk a little bit about how we approach this. We know that we have an opportunity to do something that's really useful, and how do we go about getting the support from ICANN? Do we just go ahead and talk to Paul and Teresa? Is that the process?
And I heard the public consultation.
Yeah. I don't know if there even is a process.
I think that the best process is a direct process, just to go straight to them and
say, you've been, we understand you're in charge of this, and this is where we are.
Do you remember in the budget briefing, we had last time they said the public consultation period is finished by 23rd of June, that's today.
For which consultation?
On budget.
Yeah.
Oh, that's today. So they closed the conversation.
They've been told that you all want to do this. I forwarded the emails that you sent me. I'm sure they talk to the IGF secretary all the time, because they always do,
right.
as he'll tell you. So the fact that you proposed a workshop is not unknown to them. They'll know this.
Oh.
And they know from last time that you all did workshops then, and that a couple of people from the community were funded to go and do the workshops, you and Jackson. So. I mean, they know how this has worked in the past. It's just they do all the coordinating for everything else but at large, and it was just too indirect to be going through multiple layers of people when they could just do it directly like they do everything else related to it.
But a big difference is that last time you worked on everything from the side of ICANN, and this time we lost the contact person. We don't know.
You bear it.
Okay.
And they may say to you, right, go talk to Don, Don Austin will handle it or whatever, but
we need that direction.
Yeah.
Good.
And I have sent the email a couple of times saying to you all, look, I don't, I'm sorry, but I don't have anything to do with it anymore.
To get moving on this, would you,
email that we should.
I guess before we, during the week we should definitely talk to Paul and Teresa, but what are we talking about? I mean, what types of funding are we talking about? How
right.
much? And
right.
you know, we should have at least a rough idea.
Yeah.
That is what we are going to talk about.
Okay.
So, what is our plan? How many people will be there? How many people would have funding anyway? last time, what I organized the IDN workshop in Rio, actually all the speakers we invited had their own funding.
Mm.
So they were not funded by ICANN. Save a lot of money.
And if we're going to merge, of course, that choice of speakers is going to
alter. We should think about this.
Well, accepting there could be a derived financial benefit to us, resulting in us only having to ask for one or two of us to be subsidised or paid for to go. If you think about if we're doing something, I just need to roll back. Is the proposal for merger for us to merge with all the other groups? Or
No. Everything is open now.
We'll reach out first and see which ones are compatible, and I think that is that.
Sure. Because obviously, if we end up being merged with, for example, the iStock world, then many of us wear those two hats. And there could be an opportunity for joint, like some of us going under ISOC's dollar and some of us going under ICANN's dollar. So that's why I'm bringing this up now. I think we need to consider where the best benefits for a merger, like any merger, in a real business situation, where we're going to get more bang for our buck.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just the mutualism, it's also getting us all there.
And the thing that we're going to merge with other proposed workshops, I guess for the speaker that could possibly come from the other sources, such as cyber law, the lawyers, they don't need funding at all. And for an ITU, of course, they have the independent funding.
That's not necessarily true. The cyber law is lawyers who are...
Yeah, they want to be paid to change their mind.
They're talking about this lawyer here.
Actually, they want to be paid.
See?
That's right, and well, obviously you're not doing it right.
You need a manager. As someone who used to manage people, you need a manager and agent.
All right, you can
to raise your rate.
Okay. Can I be really dull? I'll try.
No.
Which exactly, in diversity, ours is 16, I know that. There's two ITU ones. We're talking about 22, are we not?
We're talking about one on diversity.
And I'm in diversity. I'm looking at what our possible mergers are so we can actually drill down and see how much preparation they've got. So 16 with a possible 22.
There's no contact information. I always attempt to send email or a
Zoom call. So if we went ITU... It would be 22, correct? If we went ISOC, it would be 23, or... That's the only ISOC one I see.
23.
Yes, okay. Now, what is the... Which of the cyber laws?
21.
Okay.
Legal challenges. Actually, I love this topic a lot. The legal challenges, jurisdictional issues, privacy protection.
I bet you do.
So, your partner, perhaps we could look at who's best organized. Who will be able to lead.
Hey, look at here. Cyber law is actually from the affiliate. Oh, wow. So, Edmund, I really helped to connect them. It's from the affiliate. Ram and Tina and Fata. It's very interesting. They are interested in law. They must know them very well.
Sure.
Yeah.
You mean Tina
Dan? Tina is not so legal, she's very technical.
I understand that's part of the...
Yeah. Ram, Tina. Yeah, they're suggesting...
And Nick.
Ram, Tina Dan. And I don't know.
Khalid
Patel. Khalid Patel?
Yes.
You don't know him? Huh? I know him well.
Very outspoken, used to be.
Yes. Okay, maybe I haven't got the face and the name match.
I'll show you the face today.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, unless I've sort of read who they are, I just have that person. But yeah. Okay, so he's very outspoken. Okay.
Right. So I guess these people absolutely have funding to come out.
So we don't need to worry about...
Of course not. And look at, this is 2021. Look at 14 ITU one. ITU one...
14.
ITU one, wow, this is so impressive.
So it's not 22. You told me a moment it was 22, the ITU one. There's two ITU ones.
Oh, I'm sorry. So 22.
Right.
Two ITU. Oh, I'm confused. So there's ITU UNESCO. So surprising.
Is there always one of them?
Always. Always. All of them. And there's no contact person, no details.
But there, you know, there, Anne Rochelle is like the ITU contact point, I think. So she should know.
Oh, I see.
I would bet.
Is she in ITUD or ITU?
No, Anne Rochelle, our regional
liaison,
Anne Rochelle. So she probably knows who both these people are, actually. So I think she also deals with UNESCO, but I know she deals with the ITU.
Okay, let's drill down. Who are we, I mean, we seem to be attracted to any or all of them on first glance. Where is the next level of comfort? We've looked at each other across the room and we think, okay, we might have dinner.
I think
which of the groups do we really want to sit down at the table with and go hand in glove and arm by arm? And okay, Bilal is just
I feel Isaac will be more in parallel with Aura.
That's 23. Look at 23.
Yep.
Organizers. Well, there's no organizers.
Well, I thought he'd be organized.
Yes, I know. I mean human beings, individuals.
Raj.
So shall we talk with Raj?
He'll be the best one to start with,
okay.
Yeah.
There's
no?
There's an ISOP captain meeting.
Raj is not here.
What time and where is it, by the way?
6:30?
It's downstairs, I think, at the end
the
corridor.
When you enter, left room at the end on the left.
Okay, so beyond the end of Hemingway, Jake or something. Okay.
Yes.
No,
Cheryl,
I guess you will be there, right? It's
ISOP meeting. Just might be.
You can join us. Well, you you can join Eva Kionko.
Look.
Well,
Ethnic
Society of China is not part of it.
That's okay, that's another story.
Well, we'll
okay. Let's look at, if we can just drill down. This session should address the following related themes while maintaining a focus on keeping reading from the ISOP one. A focus on keeping the network and access to resources global, which, let's face it, is what ISOP, and why are you speaking up on this matter as well. The multicultural / multilingual internet beyond IDNs. What is meant by the term? What are the challenges? What are the issues in moving to the new multicultural reality, e.g. with English as a minority language? Where are we now? What? I have no problem with that. I'm happy to be a minority. I'm hard to ignore even as a minority. What additional work is needed, if any, to enable and facilitate the continued spread of the internet into populations with different languages? Is this not what we are going to be on about anyway?
Joined.
Is this primarily a local or global responsibility? And how can the broader community help? Or is the answer to stay out of the way? That... I'm very comfortable with us being able to pretty well take over that agenda and run it. I mean, I just think what our plans were will fit across. Which comes back to Azumi's point, if I can continue breathing. That we don't have to
left.
Sacrifice
left
too
already.
Much. Okay. Well, how could they not?
No, somebody joined
and left.
and left.
Yes.
Huh? Yeah, it was, they took the wrong exit or something.
It may have just been them checking. It may have just been a Vigo checking.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What's the
20
for?
20, I have no idea. I'm looking at 20.
Oh,
20
is not the similar one. We're not.
Oh, no, we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about
21.
Yeah, no, 22.
Is it?
20.
Leslie.
Did you know the
Hello, Leslie.
Joined.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Cheryl.
We are now quarry. Not that we've been waiting for you.
Well, thank you very much. Stuck in traffic. Frank was deputizing, hopefully.
Heavily.
dear. Actually, if you're both acting on the same organisations, we're still not quarry.
Yeah.
Damn. So, I'd really like to come with, call me fussy, but I'd really like an outcome out of this meeting. Can we narrow down who we are going? It's still very good to reach out to all of them, but that's another fortnight. Let's choose who we want to reach out to first to see if we can merge it.
So we better find a proposal that could be complementary with other ones. Right. In our proposal, we want to talk about two issues. One is IDN, another is transmission policy. Right. It seems ISOC like to talk about language and culture diversity. I think it's complementary. As for the legal panel, let's look at 21, federal one. 21. Cyberlaw.net. They want to talk about legal issue with respect to IDN.
I think we should stay away from that because we are
we're not lawyers.
No, we are lawyers. Well, you are a lawyer, but we Apirello is just representing the at large users.
Oh, right. We're ordinary users.
And legal issues, we except for you, none of us is really an expert on legal issues.
Depends on how you see it. It does have an implication, like how legal issues that.
I can speak for myself. A lot of times when lawyers speak, I just...
You guys is over.
Over my head, I don't understand.
You're ridiculous.
All right, well, can we then read, for all of our benefits, including those on the phone, the merger, if we were to merge with the ITU proposal, their workshop will definitely. They couldn't even write the English properly. Sorry. Address issues relating to internet governance as it is dealing with IDNs and their legal regulation, which is crucial for the further growth. This is not me. This is how it is written. Of internet in the coming years. Is this translated from Swahili, perhaps? The present workshop conforms to the Tunis agenda, FACE, comma, especially para 53, period. The proposed workshop is a step towards understanding the legal issues and challenges surrounding multilingualization of the internet as part of a multilateral, transparent and democratic process involving governments and all stakeholders. I see it's fitting in with all stakeholders. In their respective roles, well, maybe not now. In the context, the proposed workshop would further aim to advance the process for introduction of multilingualism in a number of areas, including domain names, email addresses, and a keyword lookup. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, sorry, dear. Which one are you reading?
How the workshop is going to relate to...
This is ITU one.
The ITU one, 20, 22. Right down the bottom.
22.
Yep, right down the bottom. Okay. It's all very good to fluff on about the concise formulation of the process, but I want to know what their subtext is. And if you look, please explain how the workshop's going to address the issues. I just read that out.
Now, I think one looks quite interesting. You know, ICANN,
Okay, what does ITU say? ITU. Internet multilingualism and internationalisation are key elements in ensuring cultural and linguistic diversities and universal access to knowledge, as well as ensuring that information and communication technologies, ICT in brackets, and internet are widely accessible to all citizens without regard to gender, race and religion, country of residence or language.
It seems they want to talk
about multilingualism and universal access. This is not that. I'm excited. Dear, I love not being chair. I can be so naughty. I'm just beginning.
And anyway, see, for IDF workshops, the secretaries always strongly recommend the multi-stakeholder organization. So we are civil society, and ITU is the intergovernmental organization. So if we involve them, it seems to be multi-stakeholder
structure. If I saw ITU across a crowded room, they're not the first person I'd want to go to bed with. To use a metaphor.
No comment.
I can't understand. What they're trying to talk about, we're not the interesting. We're not the interesting at all. They're officials, so there's I try to respect officials, but they always talk
you
about.
You see, I don't.
But they always speak of something official.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
Yeah. Policy documents presented by ITU, so not so new, creative, inspiring.
Do we not have 50% of our ALS's ISOC chapters in Aotearoa?
We've talked only 14.
How much is it? Well, how many of us are there?
I know of ISOC Hong Kong and...
So it's not... How many is there?
Hong Kong, Pacific Islands, Pacific Australia, Island.
Three,
New Zealand,
four,
Taiwan,
five.
Taiwan?
Yes, Taiwan.
So that's five out of 13.
Five out of 13. That's
we have 14, actually.
14?
Alright.
It's a third.
It's a third then. Is there not good leverage there to make both sides believe that such a merger is a good idea? Remember, we have to get the mergees to agree. It's all very good. All very good. Yeah, perhaps we have greater influence on the other side if ISOC was to be.
We would be happy to be called as a mergee.
Well, let's put that system online for a week and then see the results. And as a starting point, maybe, I know we don't have exact numbers, like you mentioned, Edmund. We can just throw the idea to Paul and Teresa and see, test the waters and see if we will get the support, and then come back to them with an exact number, just to get a head start. And then with the question with the partners, we can throw that online for a week and see if we can get any feedback. But as a start, it seems like with ISOC will be the best match for our partner.
Can I also suggest, following on from that, Lola, that we, those of us that are in an ISOC meeting this afternoon, could start making these introductory welcoming remarks to each other to sort of, well, have they, because I'm assuming they said the same to ISOC as they said to us.
Yeah. So 6 p.m. today.
6:30. We have to finish at 8, right?
Yes.
We have to go. So if we can move to the next agenda item real quickly, not the quorum because we talked about that, but Frederick's questionnaire. I don't know how many people received it and how many people filled it and returned it.
Come in. You're going to apply for another job, are you?
No, I think my cousin wants to come to the high school, so it's going to raise the IQs of both countries. That's what Piggy Mal Dunton and all the New Zealand when I go to Australia. It is going to raise the IQs of both countries.
Okay.
But it's where the stupid people would go.
Of course, my own Australians are really stupid.
I can't tell lies. Because you could use it legally against
me. Well, I said you're a permanent employee, right?
You didn't get
so. No, I mean, you understand my situation.
Yeah, that could be.
I could have, I mean, I should have. So, Jasper. Okay, so I had to say, you know, she was a trainee. Sorry, she was on probation. This is true. I can't go and say this person is not on probation. Because then she can say to me, look, you said you signed, I'm not on probation. I want my... You know, you understand the situation. I don't mind telling lies, but I can't. You can bite my ass. Not the stuff about the Americans or the Australians or the New Zealanders. It's you guys.
But what are my prospects for women?
Pretty slim, but I can't. There's always hope. It's okay. Should be doing okay.
Yes,
you haven't had a great wrap up from Venus. What was your score?
Hopeless. Needs more
guidance.
Needs to learn more.
Well, that's true. I would probably have taken that, but I thought you're coming good. You're coming good, okay.
You're picking up on Linux?
Yeah. Or do you want to pick up on Linux?
It's no good
doing something you hate doing. You either like it or you loathe it. And if you don't like it, then go and do something else. I mean, that's my honest opinion.
Yeah.
If you like it, you can get, you know, you get a buzz out of this. I mean, do you do any work at all? You know, do you try to play around with PHP? Do you try to do some builds there?
Not PHP, but all the others are just 100%. I do try them out. Not all the other
people. So this is amazing, by the way, the next few weeks. He's going to tell Buzzia and Roots when he's going to be able to train, or he's going to get the time slots he wants. Look at their time slots, which run horizontally, or just blocks, I don't know. But Buzzia's going to try, because Zed can't understand those charts. So it's intellectual stuff, ladies and gentlemen. It's probably a passion. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. Any way I can do it is... I understand it, so you might understand it anymore, which you're going to say. And I want everyone to sort of get in and do some training with him, but I would like him to come forward and say, what's the training about, so we can prep for people. So you can, if the training is on some specific functions of the Genius Network Operation Services, what exactly are you going to be taught on? What do you need to have under your belt so you're not coming out of work?
Well, it will.
I mean, it'll be methodologies that you knew, but what underpins them? That's what I would have been last year. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm nobody could. I mean, do you work at the command prompt or do you work at the GUI level?
I work more on the...
Well, for example, when you're talking to working on systems, boxes,
right?
Are you talking through a command interface, command interpreter, or are you doing everything push buttons inside Windows?
That's
or do you both?
Basically, because there's some dev for the console, and changing up and stuff, and some for the terminal.
Yeah, so I said to you, how you want to go on and list the directory, how do you save the directory to a text file and get the list to a text file and give me the text file or file?
how would you do it? I'm trying to give you an idea. Just say you're doing that. Okay, hang on, you're in the directory, right? You're the right directory. Yeah? How do you know you're in the right directory?
The name.
Well, that's true. But how would you find out the full path doing? I mean, you could be under Fred Docs, you could be under George Docs, you'll only see Docs, right?
On Linux, yeah, but if you do it on Windows, then what do you
do? I don't know, not Windows. I mean, you're in a window, but you're in a command, you're in a terminal, right? How do you know where you are? Well, what about PWD? PWD tells you the full path, tells you where you are. You understand the directory structure, the tree structure, of the whole file structure, the file system.
You don't. No, I think that I'm more in tune with Windows.
If you're in Windows, you see the full bell of that. If you're in Linux, you see the current directory you're in. So how do you find out where you really are? As in the windows are here in D, you're in programs and files, so how would you do that in Linux? Okay, well, I'm just saying, you really got to get on top of these things. You've been here long enough now. I'm looking at the bills, right? But you should, then there's those sheets there that go through the commands. So we're going to go through the commands on those sheets. I'm not sure, I mean, there's Linux books in there. You can read the Linux books. You come across commands, no. So if someone says to you, can you check in this folder, in this directory? You've got to know where you are to get there. I mean, you know if you're in EC Docs and you're in Fridge, Home, Neil, Docs, how would you get back up to Home?
Root.
What did you say, root?
CD root.
What we're trying to say is that the root. I mean, you're logged up. You're using a bash script, right? You yourself. You're in your home directory called Docs, maybe Docs, My Recipes or something. And you want to go up to the top and go to someone else's directory, assuming you've got some sort of superpowers to do this. How would you move up the tree? How would you move up the tree once? You're in My Recipes. How would you go to? You're in Neil. Home, Neil, Docs, My Recipes, or Recipes, okay? And you know you're in there, because you know BWD, you can see it. And you want to go up to Neil, you want to go up to Neil, right to Neil, see, because you may have Docs, you may have temps, you may have things. How would you move up twice?
Okay, well, Windows, that is just a question, but...
So say the Windows, the
CD dot, dots.
CD dot, dot, and then you've got mouse. And then you CD slash, dot, 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 slash, dot dot will take you up twice. Even that, really, I mean, you've got to play around with these things. I mean, you've got to put some effort in to get something out of it. Because when the shit happens, when something goes down, you go, I don't know what to do. You've got to be conversant with the bash. Shell, you've got to converse with the file structure, you've got to converse with all the commands, which might be Windows, but just won't help you very much if you're in an alien command set, which is bash. They're all on sheets, isn't it, right?
Yeah.
Crib sheets. Who are you working with now? But why aren't you in Pretty Sit Down? Yes, I mean, I can all you gotta do it if you want, but I think you should do it yourself. So Pretty. I'm slightly stupid. I'm a male. I'm just useless. I haven't even changed my microblades. Help me. Tell me what. Pretty smart. She knows what to do. So go and talk to Pretty. Bury your male chauvinism. And say, Pretty, I really need to get up to speed. I found out that I'm. I went and talked to this the boss of Lennon and said, I'm as sick as a brick.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. I mean, I can't argue that and say this guy is good. I say this guy is totally useless. He will actually drag Australia down to the level of New Zealand.
That'll get you.
But you understand, you really got, you get nothing out from what you put in. Yes, I mean, just funding. Write some scripts. Not to destroy things, but write some scripts to do things. Hello world.
Jimmy, can you write script? This is how I will. Can you do Linux? No. Well, there you go. Can you write a script that says, hello world, the time is boom, boom, boom? I don't give a shit. You can do it in Windows. It doesn't help you when you're in a crisis situation. You're going to do it in a Linux situation. You're driving a different car. It's on the run of Windows. The controls are all different. Dials are different. And shit, you come up against them, the Taliban are coming to you, and you've got to start meeting. Where is the initiative? You're initiating. You're dead. Cool? Don't do it. Change of tack, you know that Shirley Foster's come back to us. 2 p.m. PST Thursday, which would be, God, we'll be, forget what it's like here. If you have any idea, would you be in an aircraft? Would you be in Paris? Would you be in Fiji? It will be Friday at 7. Sorry, Friday at 9 o'clock, I guess. Unless I don't know if they've changed summertime yet. Sorry, it will be FST, which is Fiji Standard Time. It will be Friday at 9 o'clock, my guess. I could be out by an hour somewhere. Say again. You'll be on a plane, okay. Did you? Okay, and I doubt if you'll be in good enough shape to make a Skype meeting on Friday at, I'm now lost with my times, but, I was thinking whether we could delay it until Friday and whether you could fit it in Friday. So you will be either participating heavily, yeah. Okay. Well, living to the week after is not going to help either, is it? But you said to me that you come back on the 2nd of July. 2nd of July, I'm sorry, I've got the calendar out. Okay, I will. But will you be on deck 2nd of July? Well, I mean, if it's at a reasonable time, you can walk up the road. We can, because then we can use body language to know how we're going. Okay, well... that would be Wednesday the 2nd. That would be their Tuesday. So I'm basically delaying it
over the weekend? Okay, so let me try and see if I can wing it for the following Wednesday. Her following Tuesday at 10 o'clock, which will be our Wednesday at 10 o'clock. All right, okay, that's put to bed. There's not much else we can say about the gen sets because you haven't got anything. I sent you an email on that. No problem, I understand that. I think the best thing to do is to leave it till you get back, but get all the details. Okay, and how would you suggest I deal? I realize there's this conflict of interest, but as you know, I didn't realize until I got two documents side by side that Dad has put, he's gone from VEP to VIP. So it actually makes a 54% increase. Not that that's... I would like to try and negotiate. Yes, the generator. We'll buy the generator because we should have done this a long time ago, but we're now realizing that it's our Achilles heel. I'll commit to buying the generator within the 1 to 2 month time frame. I'd like to negotiate it back to $1,000 the IP. I mean, I'm hoping he's going to be downstairs soon. Mum was down there. Let me have a look. No, it looks pitch black down there. Not the blind. Give you the blind. So, okay. Well, the best I can do, which I think is fair, which is not unfair to both parties, is to try and acknowledge all these items, with the exception of $1,000 becoming the VIP, not VEP. I would like to talk to them, but I didn't want to talk to them and then find out it's going to cost us $15,000, $20,000 to buy a genset. I think we can get a genset for $10,000. I want to have my figures. I want to be confident we're not going to go and blow big budgets. I mean, please feel free to talk to him as a family thing. I'm not going to screw anyone. That's the whole thing. And I believe we're getting the place certainly for its location under market value. But if you were to turn this into a doctor's surgery, I honestly believe you'd need to put in some serious refitting here. I don't want to get down to the level of details, but if I was the landlord and I was going to turn to a doctor's surgery, I'd probably need to get an architect. You know, I'd need to put a wall out here or a wall out there. You know, make it schmick really nice inside. Well, sure. But again, you get what you pay for. You get what you pay for, and certainly I don't think you'd want to run a doctor's surgery in here unless you were doing abortions. Okay. I won't talk to you again. Have a safe trip, and I'll try for Shirley for the Wednesday 10 o'clock in the morning. No, there's no point. But I mean, she'll either say yes, she'll say no. If she says no, I'm happy to go back and try and bring it on my own, but I'd rather you here. Safe trip. Bye. Leslie
left.